The Garfield County Fair and Rodeo's main events take place this week, but Carla Ferrand, county director and 4-H youth development agent, says for local 4-H members, the fair started 2 weeks ago.
We do have a 4-H general projects hall where we have young people who have different projects from clothing construction to clothing decoration to cake decorating, veterinary science, as well as shooting sports, which is one of our largest projects in Garfield County, from archery to shotgun to rifle.
4-H also has livestock shows.
They talk about their animal husbandry. They talk about the different parts of the animals. They answer breeding questions for the judge, as well as display the animal for everyone to see. So Tuesday is rabbit show. Wednesday is our swine show. Thursday is our sheep and goat show, and Friday is our beef show.
4-H began in Garfield County in 1915. Ferrin says there are 26 clubs in the county, and what kids learn is as relevant now as it was 100 years ago.
4-H teaches a lot of life skills. We use the animals as a tool. We use our shooting sports as a tool. Cake decorating is a tool that we use to teach life skills, whether it's about decision-making, responsibility, how to manage your money, how to budget, how to create an expense report. All those life skills that you need to be a productive adult, we teach through 4-H.
Ferrin says her favorite part of 4-H is helping young people develop leadership skills.
Because these are going to be our next city council members. They're going to be our next county commissioners, our next legislators. So as long as they know those leadership skills to be able to run effective meetings, to understand what it means to run a county budget and different things like our county commissioners have to do, these are the young people we're growing and grooming to be in these roles.
The Garfield County Fair and Rodeo schedule, including all 4-H events, is at garfieldcountyfair.com. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.